Chapter 63 Concerning the Four Assaults of the Enemy at the Hour of Death. The First Assault Against Faith and the Manner of Resisting It. There are four principal assaults to which the enemy is likely to resort when we are at the threshold of death. They are temptations against faith and to despair, thoughts of vainglory, and finally, various illusions employed by the children of darkness, who are disguised as angels of light. As to the first assault, depend rather on the will than on the understanding, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, father of lies, for I will not even hear thee. It is enough for me to believe as the Holy Catholic Church believes." Similarly, be sedulously watchful against any thoughts which may appear to be conducive to the strengthening of your faith. Reject them instantly as suggestions of the devil, who seeks desperately to lure you into dispute. If, however, you find it impossible to turn your thoughts resolutely from such matters, at least be adamant in your refusal to listen to scriptural quotations the adversary may glibly present, for although they are apparently clear and precise, they will be invariably garbled, misinterpreted, or incorrectly applied. If, at this time, the evil one asks what the church believes, ignore him, but seeing his aim is to surprise or entrap you in words, be content with making a general act of faith. If you wish to mortify him further, answer that the church believes the truth, and if he wishes to know what truth is, tell him it is what the church believes and teaches. Above all, keep your heart intently fixed on Jesus crucified, saying, "My God, my Creator and Redeemer, hurry to my assistance, and stay with me lest I wander from the truth which thou hast taught me. Grant that as I was born in the faith, so may I die in the faith to thy glory and my salvation."